Okay, everyone. Okay, so Bez Hashem, today we're going to do a pack of Sheina B'Rosh Hashanah, about sleeping on Rosh Hashanah. So it's an interesting topic. Because this is one of the things that everyone heard about a little bit, but, you know, you gotta know, like, what's the makor, what does it say, it's one of the things, like, you're here, something, not sleeping, so you gotta get it down, and next week we'll do another Rosh Hashanah topic, and then, next Sunday, and then the week before Rosh Hashanah we'll do the whole week Rosh Hashanah, and this week we'll do Kiddushin, and things like that. And then those that will be here after Rosh Hashanah, I made packets also for Sukkot's packet. And those that are not going to be here could come to me before they leave and get a packet, and you can listen online. So this way you'll have everything. Okay? Good? Okay, so today is Sheina B'Rosh Hashanah. So there's a famous Rambam that we're all familiar with. You know, a lot of times I have trouble finding the Rambam. You know why? You know why I have trouble finding the Rambam? Because I'm always looking for it in Hilchos Shofar, and it's never there in Hilchos Shofar. It's in Hilchos Tshuva, where the Rambam explains what's the point of the Tekiah Shofar. You know, so I always look, where is it in Shofar? And I look at it, I can't find it, and I said, no, it's in Tshuva. Hilchos Tshuva, Per Gimel Halacha Dalet, God. Gimel Dalet, so you can remember. Even though it's a Gzeir Sakosuv, it's a Pasuk in Chumash. Remez Yeshbo. There's a Remez to it. Klomer Uri Sheini Mishenaschem in the Darmim Hakitu Mitarde Maschem. Words that you should wake up. It's a wake up call. Uri Sheini Mishenaschem. You know, gotta wake up. Chipsu b'maseichem, nechazu b'tshuva, v'zichru borachem. Eilu ha-shokhim etza emes b'havle ha-zman, v'shogim kol sh'noson, b'hevel rik, asher lo yo'il v'lo yatzil ha-bidu, nafshaseichem ha-bidu, d'achechem ha-lechem, v'yozom kolechem, mikem darko ha-ra, etc. So that's the wake-up call of Rosh Hashanah. Is that a puzzle? Is it? What is that? Is it? Oh, yeah. They're saying, okay. Now, the source of this whole discussion is Yerushalmi. Okay? But the thing is, we don't have this Yerushalmi. So I couldn't make it in a packet because we don't have it. I can make a blank piece of paper.
You know. The last year, Shalmi, or we just don't have it in place?
And the Maritz Chayis in Megillah has a whole list of Yerushalmis the Poskim have that we don't have. They had it, we don't have it. You know, and he made a whole list. I was thinking of making a packet based on the whole list of different things that Yerushalmis that we don't have. But so where do we know about this from? So there is a sefer on page 5 called Drushas Rav Yoshua Ibn Shu'ib, who is a Talmud of the Rashba. And he has a drusha of Rosh Hashanah. You know, there's a famous drusha of the Ramban to Rosh Hashanah. Ramban has a drusha. So Rav Yoshua Ibn Shu'ib has a drusha. So he writes, Rambam, page 5. Zal kasov ki b'tchias shofar yesh remez l'din kima uri yishen mishen naschem mitardei maschem ratzal omar ki hashen tzricha ha'ara. Person sleeping has to be woken up. Shal omar im yitka shofar b'ir u'mikan kasov b'yushalmi. And here it says from Yushalmi she'osu lodom she'ishen b'Rosh Hashanah, that you shouldn't sleep on Rosh Hashanah. Well, we'll see. 1 second. Kidamrinan hasam hach barnash. Barnash means a person. The domech who sleeps, Rei Shata, on Rosh Hashanah, the Oskim Bedin Eile'el, Shum Mora Atzla, the Ksiv Malacha Nirdam. In other words, it says a person who is, it's not right to be sleeping while you're being judged. So that's the Yerushalmi man, the domich reishait, the domich mazle, that it'll have a sleepy mazel. Whether this is the source of the Rambam, I can't tell you, but it's a similar idea. He's putting the two ideas together.
It's the same idea in Masechet Sefer Zohar. It says that you shouldn't daven be yechidus during the first 3 hours.
Right, exactly.
The same far.
Well, there is more about not being alone on Rosh Hashanah. Now, you look in the Ramah in the Dakti Moshe on page 3. Yerushalmi, the Rosh Hashanah, Yisahayman, the Domech Reishai, the Domech Mazle, V'lachein Nisharim, Shalom Lishon, the Rosh Hashanah. So that's the Ramah quoting this Yerushalmi. The Ramon the Daki Moshe says, "Man the domech bereshaita domech mazle. If you're sleeper Rosh Hashanah, your mazel will be sleepy. V'chein is harim shalom lishon b'Rosh Hashanah."
And he can point out, he also like makes it seem that like it's like v'chein is harim versus aser of the nation.
Right. Right, it's just saying that it's saying those Yerushalmi don't say it's usher. It's saying if you sleep in Rosh Hashanah, this is the consequence. And if you look at the Bach on page 4, he mavish says it. Kosev b'sefer ibn shuib. Rosh Hashanah. Shem Rambam. Yibetkir shofar yish remez ledin. So he writes it here, Kosev Yerushalmi, Osir. Lo Adam Lishan v'Rosh Hashanah. Domar, Ech Bar Nasha, Domar Reshata, V'Oskim Medine, V'od Yesh Lomaki, Hu Mora Atzlos, T'chsi Malacha Nirdam. In Yonah. In the Sephardic Slichas, that's how they start with this pasuk. Malachi, I go to the Gymnasium Minyan on Friday, so we already started saying Slichas Rosh Chodesh Elul. So Malachi is a whole tune to this. But in Sephardic Slichas, they say the same Slichas every day. So like Ashkenazic Slichas, that every day it's something different.
Umaram,
who's Maram? That's the Maram of Pittsburgh. Kemoshar Yontov. That's the Tashbates, right? That's the Talmud of the Maram of Rutenberg. He wrote all the Hanhuggis of the Maram of Rutenberg. So he says that the Maram of Rutenberg would sleep. Tzazikachosub Hagos, the Marash Luria. The Hagos of the Marshal. So not everyone, followed this Yerushalmi, or, we'll see more. In other words, it's Yerushalmi, and it's brought down in the Drasha of Ibn Shuib. It's not brought down in the Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch at all. You know, I don't know if the Mechaber even, did he have the copy of the Drasha of Ibn Shuib? I don't know. And the Yerushalmi, I don't know if he had. So, in Shulchan Aruch, it's brought down in the Ramah, on page 2. Yesh medaktikim, look in, says, Yesh medaktikim, shalolach al agozim, she'egos bigmatria chet, right, without the aleph.
Yeah,
they say they can be, the last two lines. V'gam nogim shlo lishon biyom Rosh Hashanah u'minag nochanu. So it's a minag nochon, not to sleep at Rosh Hashanah. And you look at the Magen Avraham, Sifkan Dvav shlo lishon ha'ari. So the Rizal says after Chatzos you could sleep. Tikranitzor ha'malach al yidei hatfilas vatkias. So Rav Shechel always says it over because the din is over by then, but I don't think that's what he's saying. I think he's saying that there's a malach in Shemayim that's connected your mazel, so to speak. And if you're sleeping, then your malach is sleeping in Shemayim. But once you have the tchias already is, so it's already charged. Your malach is, you know, but not necessarily the way Rav Shechter was mashma, that it was because the din is over by Chatzos. I don't know if he's necessarily saying that. I think he's saying that the malach in Shemayim that is representing you, so to speak, is already invigorated because of the tefillas and the. So then you're okay. You don't have to stay up. Uvachos shemaram yoshev Rosh Hashanah, then vayoshev ubatol ki yoshin dami. Right. A lot of people have this idea they can't sleep at Rosh Hashanah, but they can stay up the whole afternoon schmoozing. So if you're already staying up the whole afternoon schmoozing, you can go to sleep. As if you're staying up the whole afternoon learning and saying tilim or doing something productive mitzvah, so okay. But if anyway you're saying, well, you're not allowed to sleep in Rosh Hashanah. Oh, we can't sleep in Rosh Hashanah, but we can stay up the whole day and, you know, gossip or whatever, or this. So then, or stam yoshev batel, you're not doing something productive. So then that's not like sleeping. So you might as well sleep. Yeah. So it's interesting. You don't find that. Right, in other words, Ari's asking an interesting question. Do you find anyone ever saying you shouldn't sleep on Yom Kippur? Usually Yom Kippur were the whole day at shul anyway, so it's usually, but you know, some shuls have breaks. Yeah, that's right. In other words, it doesn't say that any. I don't think it says that, not to sleep on Yom Kippur. Right? Yeah, what are you saying?
Is that idea about the Yoshua Yoshua from the
What the Magen Avraham is quoting?
The Magen Avraham is quoting, yeah. It sounds like the Bachlet says that somebody
who sleeps is. Yeah, I don't know if he's saying that it's not the same, necessarily the same thing. He's saying that's more relaxable, so therefore your mazel will be. Won't be well represented in Shemayim.
Right, so it's the same thing if you're Bachlet.
Right, but even without that, I don't think these two, you needed one thing to say the other thing. You're just saying that if you're not doing something productive, then you're up, so that's the same thing as sleeping. So you might as well sleep if you want. We'll see. Now, let's take a look. Now there's an interesting Medrash Rab on page 11. Let's take a look at that for a second. So it says, Ba'erev, right, Bo Arba Shal Sodom. Right, by Loter, Shibashah Sodom, it was towards the late afternoon, and Sodom was going to get destroyed. Shaka Shimsha, Nechda Gzardina. So the Gzardin to destroy the Sodom was Ba'erev. So Amar Ablevi, Eina Kadosh Baruch Hu Danes Umos Ba'olam Ela Balayla. That Hashem judges the Goyim at night. This is also Yerushalmi. Shashayin Yishenim Min Averis. In other words, Hashem wants to judge you when you're at your best. So the Ummas HaOlam are at their best when they're sleeping. So they're not involved in any things that are not proper. And hopefully we're at our best in the day when we're doing mitzvahs. So therefore he'll judge the goyim at night when they're sleeping, so they're not involved in the negativity. And he'll judge us in the day when we're oskim b'mitzvahs. So that's part of the idea that when Rosh Hashanah is being judged, so our mazel and shamayim is there. So there's a Father Soliezer quotes from Baruch Migorlitz in the Sefer Besoros Tova, so page 13. So he says an idea. Amar Shetzar Marina Baruch Zal Migorlitz. Shetzar Hashan Hashkim Kodim Or Hayom, Velo Lisham Bayom Uma. In Isis Yisrael Nidon Bayom, Ba'atam Nidon Balayla. Right? V'zakim la'adam shalo b'fanav, ein chavim lo elo b'fanav. V'chein tzarek b'yis edin shalo lisha. So, he says a very interesting, I think Rabbi Moshe Shapiro explained this way, that he's saying like this, that when you're sleeping, right, so then your neshama is in Shemayim. Right? When you're not sleeping, your neshama is here. Right? So, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to judge you favorably, so then you don't have to be there for him to judge you favorably. So then, whatever you are, he can judge you favorably. But if you don't want him to judge you in a negative way, so then stay up. Because this way, your neshama is not by the bez neshamala. So ein chavin la'adam shalom b'fanav. It's a pshatel. It's not the pashup pshat. The pashup pshat is fakert, when you're up, that then kilo your mazel is up. And then he's saying if maybe that's how Rav Moshe Shapiro explained it. But that's the idea here. So therefore, beis adin, you shouldn't sleep, because if you sleep, then your shama is there. Then he could be prosecuted because it's chavin b'fanav. If you stay up, then you won't. Okay, it's more of a shuttle, but okay. It's interesting. The Eliyahu Rabbah on page 12. Yeah, what Eliyahu Rabbah says. He quotes the Ramah in the second arrow. Ramah quotes the Ramah, Nogim Shalom Lishon B'yom Rosh Hashanah, Minog Nochon, V'alavush Shehishmita. Because Lavush wrote like a sefer, like a Shulchan Aruch. You ever use Lavush? We have Xerox in Lavush sometimes, right? So Lavush is like a halachic compendium. Rabbi Telaki likes Lavush a lot. He likes Lavush. So, and as Rav Moshe Shapiro pointed out, the Eliyahu Rabbah, I never realized this, as Rav Moshe Shapiro pointed out to me, is really a commentary on the Lavush. You think it's a commentary on Shulchan Aruch, but I mean, he's following the same simanim as the Shulchan Aruch, but it's really a commentary on the Lavush. That's why, you see how a Tovkut Pei Dalet, how everything begins Lavush, Lavush, Lavush? Because he's commenting on the Lavush. Lavush. Who was the Lavush? What was his name? Rav Mordechai Yaffe. That's why all his svarim are from the Psukim and Megillas Esther. Lavush Malchus, Cheles, Kur, all his are from those Psukim there by Mordechai. So Lavush Malchus, and the library has two very nice new printings of the Lavush. So Lavush is always quoted in Poskim, so you should look up the Lavush. But here again, I didn't Xerox the Lavush, because I could have put a second empty page. One for the Yerushalmi, we don't have it, one for the Lavush. So he says, Lavush, Hishmito. The Lavush doesn't bring this din of sleeping, not sleeping on Rosh Hashanah, nearly this relay to Shari. He says he thinks that he doesn't hold from it. Kimosha Kosar Abach, Simi Tovkuf Bezayin, the same Marshal, Yargil Lishon Kimosha Yontif. Hey, Nogan Avram, Bishay Marie, the Mutal Lishon Acha Chatzos. Shikvanisor Hamala Chalidei Atfilis Vatkius. Ufiz Zagan Hayoshe Gubotel Kiyoshin Domi. So not everyone holds from it. From this, you see that the Bush didn't even have this minute. Now, the Torah Tamima says an original pshat on this Yerushalmi. Take a look. What is the Torah Tamima? Page six. That's right. Yeah, in other words, the Torah Tamima is not only a Chumash, it's also on the Chamesh Megillos. That's the key. So it's on the pasuk of Nasati Alibi Ladas Chochma Vlerosa Seinia Hashanasa Laart Higam Bayom Vlaila Shena Beina Veinena Roa. So the Torah Tamima quotes Shena Veina Veinena Roa Eina Roa Yom Hamisa Veina Osa Tshuva. I mean, that's he's saying this medrash here on page 7 and 8. That's the upshot of a medrash, is that a person doesn't think about Yom HaMisa and therefore he doesn't do tshuva. So Shena Be'enav Eina Roeh. So Shena, he's saying, the Medrash says, you don't have to understand it to mean sleeping. Shena means the ultimate sleep. It means death. Shena Be'enav Eina Roeh, but tshuva Eina says Shnei Devarim Torim. Tshuva, yeah. I mean, it doesn't exactly the way we have it. I don't know if it exactly says that, but that's how the Torah Tamima quotes it. Einar Yom Misav Einar Se Tshuva. So if you look at the Torah Tamima in the bottom, on page 6, he says, Dorishena Al Misa, Mushkoza Benaniel, Rami Mishena Admas Ofer Yakitsu. Ratzolom Einar Rotzal Akshav Lusabonin, Odes Yom Misa, Lachain Einar Se Tshuva. So that's how he's understanding from based on the Medrash that Sheina Be'ena Ve'ena Roa. He never thinks about Yom HaMisa, so he doesn't do tshuva. So he says the Torah Tamima. So now he's going to say a new pshat in the Yerushalmi, the Torah Tamima. What does Yerushalmi say? Domach. Domach means to sleep. The Domach Bereishat, the Domach Mazle. Chayim Loshon Yerushalmi Korei LaMisa B'Shem Domach. Shepirusho Shena. Veinir Mashatov. So he says like this. He doesn't think it's right what the Ravim and Shuib and all these other people say that Yerushalmi says not to sleep in Rosh Hashanah. He thinks that's not the right pshat in the Yerushalmi. He says they all got it wrong. Ein Nira Mashatov su achron ledai shein nochon lishen b'Rosh Hashanah Yerushalmi. Hai man the domech reishat the domech mazlei. Upeish the domech haydi yashin. Uvemes domech perusha misa veperish the misha meis Rosh Hashanah simen hu shahura mazlein atitzo shedino la'alte. So in other words, if a person, God forbid, dies in Rosh Hashanah, so it shows that he has a bad mazel, because like right away he was judged, like what's not so practical?
Well, I mean, there's no like lesson to be learned. What's the point of
right. See, it's hard to know because we don't know the context of the Yerushalmi. Right, that was so what is it teaching me? I mean, so try not to die in Rosh Hashanah? Right. So what does that mean?
It's a prayer to God.
Right.
I mean, death, sleep is the 60th death, isn't it?
Yeah, but he's saying that he doesn't think that's what the Yerushalmi meant. He thinks As Yerushalmi meant that choose bad mazel if you die in Rosh Hashanah. So, and it's interesting, they quote, probably other quotes, that you have this some Yerushalmis that they use the word domich to mean sleep, not death. Page 10. There's a famous Gemara in Gittin about listening to music. Question whether you're allowed to listen to music or not. So the Yerushalmi says on page 10, Ma'ugva mushla. That the Eshkelusa would kaim, he would get up, domich, he would go to sleep, and kaim bezimrin. In other words, he would go to sleep to music and get up to music. And he said, that's not right. Al tismach, that's not like a goyish thing to get up to music and go to sleep to music. So that's what Tosis and Gittin and Zayin Amralef on page 9 here has a whole sugya Zimmer Menolon da Osir. So Rashi says L'shorah b'beis ha'mishkos, that you're not allowed to sing where, you know, at a bar where they're serving wine. So some say the whole thing is some music is only together with wine. Like your whole essence, the second you go to sleep, the second you wake up with music, that you shouldn't do that. So, but it's interesting, I think the Paradise of Eliezer quotes this, that you have a precedent in Yerushalmi that they use that same word, domich, to mean sleep, not to mean death. That's what it says in Yerushalmi Megillah, on page 10, that the Reish Galusa have a domich v'kaim v'zimrin. He went to sleep with music, and he got up with music. So I think the Paradisal is a quote that you see that Yerushalmi sometimes uses that word domich in the context of sleeping and not necessarily the context of death. Then there's a piece in the Toldos on page 14. The Toldos Yaakov Yosef. Which reminded me of another of a Zohar that I put in the packet as well. He says, "Avol pishut kiyah shofar brashana gzeres hakosuv v'emesh yeshu kolam uri sheim yitadei maskam." Well, pisa you were yishal miman the domech reishaita domech masrei. So he says he thinks there's another idea being said here. The inyan diyisav shasta v'azora ashrei ish and yitasimral ashrei ish. But you should do tshuva when you're a young man. Don't wait till you're an old person to do tshuva. Take charge now. In other words, he wants to say, a person was sleeping when he was young, he's wasting time when he was young. So who bereis shata to nefesh asher asu b'chora domer loshen yochid. So he says that's not a good thing. Look at the normal toldos. This is the best toldos to get because it has the perish on the bottom. Maybe there are more other ones to get too. He says a ramu kosher shefkiyah shofar. Look at the normal toldos. Who remes uru yishem mitardei maschem? Shashakul ba'avonus nikra yoshem. In other words, a person who's involved in averus is called sleeping because he's not spiritually awake, so to speak. Fizia move on Hayushalmi Shakos of the Misha Yoshim Rosh Hashanah Mazel Yoshim. Uldachainu Akavana Arosh Noshel Shal Adam. So he wants to say, I don't know if he's saying it down the Hadrush, Shrei Shata doesn't necessarily mean Rosh Hashanah, means the beginning of the years of your life. Shakos of Ashri Ish. Ashri Misha Osa Tshuva Bebacharusu. Shu Ish Bekocho. Misha Yoshim Rosh Shnosa, in other words, you wasted the your years of youth. The charusok shu ish bekochu ve'enu choshes l'shu b'tshuva l'zeh yashin mazlo kem she'enu choshes l'shu b'zman ha'rotzoi. Kom ha'sheinu l'shu yochi v'nefesh asher osu b'choron v'kavonu l'nefoshu shegiru sh'yirabim im kol zeh om v'nefesh l'shu yochi. So he says, in other words, he's explaining that sometimes when you speak plural, you use singular. For like a nefesh asher osu b'choron, they were a lot of people. It wasn't one nefesh, but nefesh is the group of people, so it's singular, even though it means a multiple people. So reishata means the beginning of the years of your life, even though it's in singular reishata, which is singular. So that's how the Toldos explains this Yerushalmi, which reminded me of another of the Zohar. There's a Zohar that's quoted that I thought I would Xerox, because this pshat of the Toldos in the Yerushalmi is similar to that Zohar. And last year we learned a lot about the pasuk on page 15, b'pnei seva tokum, which means literally means you get up for an old person, right? So the Zohar says on page 17 a different pshat, that it means that b'pnei seva means before you get old, tokum. Whereas before you get old, already you should get up and do tshuva. The same concept. Yeah. Take a look on page 17. Amar Rav Shimon Mikan Remes Atosh Shemchsav Remes Tosh Shemalpeh Haikol Drosu Da'osim Neiseva Tokum Kama Disaru Bechavraya Neiseva Tokum Azar Leila Barnash. Now in the Hebrew translation, he's a little Adam. Alo Yistalek Misibusa. In other words, before you become a seva, the yokum b'kiyuma tava ba'alma. Now the translation. Actually, yistalek b'sevas, before you become old, sheyamer b'kiyum tov ba'olam. And you should, you know, do good things. Don't wait till you become an old man. So that's that same idea. Manda domnech v'reishata, if you're going to let the beginning years of your life go by, then it's not good. Damech mazle. So that's the same idea of the Zohar. Mipnei seva tokum means lefnei seva. Before you become old, you know, don't wait to, you know, to say, oh, I'll learn one day when I'm an old man, retired. You know, you got to do things now. Oh, okay. Now, the Sefer Mekadesh Yisrael, Rabbi Arfinus, who I have a relationship with from Williamsburg, he wrote many Sfarim. His Sfer Sefer that he wrote, that I know of, is called Yisrael Vazmanim. It was about Zmani Hayom. He wrote a whole Sefer on Zmanim. That was like that's how I first heard about him, from this Sefer. And then he wrote many other Sfarim on Hilcha Shabbos, Nishma Shabbos, and then he wrote the series on the Yom Tovim, Mekadesh Yisrael. So his Sefer on the This is the Sefer on Yomim Noraim. And basically, he does shailas that are relevant for our, you know, and he writes the tshuvas. So he says, what does it mean not to sleep on Rosh Hashanah? Because, like Rav Shechter pointed out, Pashup Shad, if you don't sleep on Rosh Hashanah, that could mean that you have to wake up at Alos HaShachar. Everyone's being mocked not to take a nap in the afternoon. That's how everyone, right? But maybe it also includes that you have to wake up by dawn, because you're sleeping then. So that's what he talks about. Is there the crack of dawn? So he says, "B'kam machronim kosu shaminiyahu min alos hashachar ve'elach." So someone would say that at Rosh Hashanah morning, you should wake up by Alon Shachas, because that's. But he says, "Avol Yesh Malkum Lo Mashu Rachem Neitzachama." He says, "Maybe you could be Mako to wake up by Neitzachama." What time is that now?
About 6 o'clock.
Alon Shachar or Neitzachama?
It's
Chama. About 6:20. 6:30 is the Vasikin. Alon Shachar is before that. So, because Lechora, the day, Alpi Din, the day starts at Alos HaShachar. Right, the Mishnah says in Megillah and Daf Chaf that the day starts at Alos HaShachar. So any mitzvah that you do during the day, you can do from Alos HaShachar. But Lechatchila, you should wait till Neitzachama. And Rashi explains it's a Din Drabanan because we're afraid if you do it from Alos HaShachar, maybe you're going to be doing it too early. You won't realize that it's maybe before Alos HaShachar now, and then it's still night, and then you can do the. So therefore, wait till Neitzachama when you see the sun, and then you know for sure it's okay. So that's the. So that's why if you have you do a bris milah, so what? You wait till Neitzachama at least. I follow the sheet of the Pri Chodesh. You know what the Pri Chodesh says? That for davening. For davening, you see, there's certain mitzvahs that lechatchila we do even before Neitzachama. I'll give you two examples. What are two examples? Tzitzis and tefillin. Mishayakir, which is before Neitzachama. Yet no one says you have to wait lechatchila till Neitzachama. Like if you want to do a bris milah, you have to wait till Neitzachama. You want to, right? Because that's a mitzvah vayom. But tefillin, we do even before, even lechatchila. And I think the Rav Yoh says because it doesn't say beferish in the Torah yom by. So those certain mitzvahs. So the Pri Chodesh says that you could daven lechatchila before Neitzachama. Because in the Beis Hamikdash they brought the Talmid Shel Shachar every morning before Neitzachama. That's when they did it. So and the tefillah is connected to the korban. So therefore, you see that by tefillah they weren't makpid that there should be even a din l'chatchila to wait till Neitzachama. The only time that I don't do it, then it becomes more problematic is on Sukkos. Because if I'm going to daven an early minyan on Sukkos, then they're going to get to lulav before Neitzachama. Then I'm only going to be yotzei lulav b'di'evit. So then I wait till daven early. And then you can't not take lulav. Everyone else is taking lulav. You're not going to take your lulav. It's going to look weird. So then what? So I daven a later minyan. That the time don't get up to lulav, it'll be after Neitzachama. Now there's another time, but like in the winter when it's earlier, I'll still daven at the 6:30 minyan, even though we'll get to Shmon Esrei before Neitzachama, because the Pri Chodesh says you can do lulav katkilah. But at Sukkos, I won't do that. At Sukkos, from here, I usually go to Dombrov. 10 to 7. Then there's another time that I also mark it partially. When's that? Chanukah. Because on Chanukah, is also, there's a mitzvah of Hallel. And Hallel, you don't get the kulah. Pri Chodesh only said it's kulah by Shmon Esrei. But Hallel is a separate mitzvah, and Lulav is a separate mitzvah. That lechatchila, you have to wait till Neitzachama. So if I daven in the 6:30 minyan, so a lot of times I'm going to get the Hallel before. So that, lemaisa, I'll sometimes say Hallel later. Because no one's going to know whether I'm saying Hallel now or not. Right? By Lulav, everyone's going to see. You're not taking Lulav, it looks weird. Hallel, you see it sitter up, but no one knows you're saying Hallel. You're not saying Hallel. No one knows, no one cares. So it's fine. The only thing is, you don't want to forget to say it. You know what I mean? If you didn't say it with the tzibur and you're waiting for later, it's a little bit, you know, I don't know if it's necessarily the best thing to do. Because you can forget. And then you didn't say Hallel. It's better to say Hallel before Neitzachama than not to say Hallel at all. So then there's something to talk about, maybe Gedavani in the later minyan, something like that. But those are the rest of the year, I'm fine. Lechatchila davening before Neitz Hacham. If you daven at Neitz, so then you get Vasikin. But if anyway you're not davening at Neitz, you daven after Neitz, so then after Neitz and before Neitz, according to the Pichadish, it's all the same. Because you're not davening at Neitz. So those are two times. So Tzukis and Chanukah. Are you going to say something, Jake? Okay, so Rabbi Harfin is here on page 19, has a kula. You know what his kula is? His kula is that maybe you can wake up at Neitz. You don't have to wait up at Alos. He says, Mil Rani has 19, Shalokum Lokum, top of 19. The Iker hath paid the Hurak Shalolishon Acha Neitz Achama, who Lufi Meshach Savnum Sevi Serva Azmanim, Lodum Menogea, Isra Sheshal Bezdin Lodum Belaila. Like Bezdin's not supposed to be done Belaila, Shesh Mokum Lomar Disur Lodum Gamba Boker, Achar Alos Ashachar. Because if the bezin is supposed to be done in the daytime, then the chatchila they should wait till Neitz Achama, just like the Yish Shazul Achad Din Balayla, and Mel Yish Loma Devein and I'm the chatchila Hamtein Aracha Neitz Achama. Well, Shabbat Mitzvahs Atulis Miyom Keshofer Lulav Umila. If he name a came in Mela, if he Masha Kosub should divrei Malkiel, the Gam be bezin Shalmala ain Din Balayla Rakayom, right? So in other words, the whole idea is we get up when we're being judged. So if the Bezdin Shalmal is not going to, it's also going to follow this halacha, not to start the din till Neitz Achama, then we could be, we make him. So din shal Bezdin Shalmal in maskal alachan Neitz Achama.
What does he mean, Rak me Neitz Achama Ve'ilah? Because you can get up later.
What? No. Where?
In the beginning of the question, the tshuva. Like, Yishmokum Lomar should react.
No, when should you be up? Should you be up?
Like, should be up from Neitz Achama?
From Alos HaShachar or from Neitz Achama? Yes, Rav Doiv.
The whole Umrah of Zmanim, by Neitz, we don't know what exactly
what the Zman is, but based on the Zman of the Chor, they know exactly when the Zman is. No. The Pashas is a Kasam Sofer use that you're coming to. That there's no concept. There's no Pashas, there's no concept, like Rabbi Ruling said, there's no concept of Bein HaShmashos in the morning. Bein HaShmashos is only at night between Shki and Seis. That's a Bokum Sufik. Alos HaShachar is not a Sufik. It's Vadayom. There's no Sufik. It's just a Takana Drabanan not to do mitzvahs by Alos HaShachar because it's, you might make a mistake and do it too early. But that is, there is one sheet, Ragashim quotes, he quotes in the name of Yishab Nechassim Sofer that said maybe there is a Bein HaShmashos Bayom. But Pasha says we never heard of such a thing. Like Rabbi Will pointed out. It's only Bein HaShmashos what? Night. After Shki, between Shki and Neitz. Oh. That's the Shaila. So that's the question. Rabbi Harfin says the next. So you wake everyone up, you know, on Rosh Hashanah morning. So he has a kula from Rav Shlomo Zalman, 22. In the Sefer Alei Lo Yibol, this is Rabbi Shapansky. I knew this mishpacha. Basically, this is a sefer that someone followed around Rav Shlomo Zalman, and when he was going, getting in the car, getting out of the car, and asking all these things. I think it's a great sefer. Even though Shmuel Orbach gave a haskama to the Sefer that really the Sefer should never have been written. And because... Yeah. Give a haskama. Yeah, but like...
They said the same thing about the Thinking Aloud books with the Rut, though.
What?
They said the same thing about the Thinking Aloud books with the Rut.
Right, right, exactly. He said Eitan points out there's a book...
The Rav Speaks.
The Rav Speaks, so some people say, oh, I think they're both good. I think the Rav Speaks, that book by Holzer, I think it's also very good. You know, I don't think either of these people did not have an accurate... The question is everything that everyone says, like everything, is was it meant to print or this, but I think, you know... Okay, you take it in the context, you know. But, you know, that book, like, the Rav didn't speak so highly about living in Israel or something like that. You know. Ki li kol ha'aretz, right? So, Ramban. So, okay, you know, a sefer that's not... was never meant. So you have, you put it in your cheshbon, put it in the mix when you're thinking about that topic. But that doesn't. People don't, you know, certain things people don't like because it doesn't fit in what they think that the Rav should have said or could have said, you know. But he said, you know. Rav Lichtenstein once said a very good word. He said, "People want the Rav to be who they wanted him to be, not who he was." So they, you know, different people want the Rav to be the way. A lot of them want to be the way they are, so they can say, "Oh, I'm like the Rav." But you know, the Rav is the Rav. He didn't necessarily say things that that everyone was expecting him. You know, whatever, you know. So Rav Shlomo Zalman in the Sefer Valei Lo Yibol. I think now there's 3 volumes, if I'm not mistaken. Another volume came out. Good. Misham Gom Shlom Zalman Shemisha Magish Ayefus Veili Yochel Chavim Mitzvilat Sheyirdom Ktsas the Shaper Dami. In other words, if you're sleeping because you're not going to daven well if you don't sleep. Like some people, like if they're going to wake up 6 o'clock in the morning, they're not going to daven well. The Shaper Dami. V'alav Lo Nemar Damach Mazlek. V'chol Apein Hu Sheyishin Stam Lo Kol Siba Mutzdekes. If he's a kavokim b'boker, imagish im yakum b'boker, or yirdam be'emtzah tefila, lo yakum, or yishlomet kagav nechuk b'nosar ritzui sheyachol l'chavim b'tefila, im kein hashein hu hachanu l'mitzvah. Hachanu l'mitzvah, tachshev is k'mitzvah, nechtav k'ilu hoya air. Fakir, ein zeh nitpas keish m'shom b'sef alicha shlomo, tzorchi l'maisa. So that's how I would say for most people. Leave them alone. Let them sleep. It's the long davening. And if you're going to expect them to get up at, what time you said, 6, so then they're going to be groggy the whole davening. So better that they should be awake during the davening, during the shofar. Yeah, it could be if you can go to sleep earlier and do both, maybe, but it doesn't always work that way. I remember when I was in Karabiyagna. When I was there, you had Shmirah. There was a rotation that the Israeli had a gun. He was watching the camp. And then an American came and escorted him. And they took turns. So my Shmirah was the night of Rosh Hashanah. So that wasn't the best time, you know, because then you had to wait. You know, I was like, I try to go to sleep early. So then when they woke me up in the middle of the night, I already would have part of the sleep, but then I was so like nervous that I'm getting woken up, and then it's hard to talk, you know, whatever. Whatever it was, worse. But, yeah. So Rav Shlomo Zalman was a very bal seichel, you know, like he understood people, he understood, you know. So that's... So if a person, you know, could do both, but a lot of times it says... You know, it's not right to rush the family meal. They're having a meal for Rosh Hashanah, and to say, you know, you have to go to sleep early. So, whatever. You do your best to get a good night's sleep, and to wake up is, you know, not to take extra sleep. You know, just if you feel you're well rested, then get up.
Can you just
wake up early, daven the sikkim, and then follow the sheep to the Arizal, then you've davened. You're malach connected.
With a minion or without a minion, you're talking.
With a minion.
With a minion.
Then you're malach connected.
Yeah, it depends.
You can go take a nap.
Depends where you are. You know, like in certain communities, it's not right for the community that you go daven vasikin. Like the Rav of the Shul wouldn't be happy if the people would start davening vasikin. They wouldn't have the people in the Shul. You know, so...
We have the vasikin and zaitin.
Yeah, but that's if you're not, like, you're not in a... You're in a Shul where there's, you know, like... here, you're... You know, so this can be a different... situation. Every situation is different. Like if you're in a community and whatever, then the shul has a certain minion, and everyone usually goes to that minion. So then that could be. But if you're in a different situation where they don't have that such a thing, then it could be different.
What about the lesson around Rambam, which says that we should wake people up? Like the shofar should be awake. Not that you shouldn't sleep.
The shofar is awakening call.
It's a minute glass that you should play the shofar awake.
So it's awakening call.
Yeah, so but not that you shouldn't sleep, but that if you're asleep, you should be awakened.
Yeah, but that means spiritual sleep. That's the idea. No. You know, that you're, the person could be up, but he's like, okay. He's not aware, he's not... Where he talks about if your parent asked them that you should wake them up, so if he specifically asked you to wake him up, that's one thing, but if he didn't, then no. And then the next truva he wrote, you know, till when is it? So he says, Signon da alma shakol hayom. There's no people normally assume it's the whole day, but we saw the Arizal said after davening, after tefillah, after. Okay, so now at least you have a concept of, you know, someone asks you, what's this about not sleeping? It's Yerushalmi. They'll ask you, so where is this Yerushalmi? You say, it's in the Drushas from Yeshua Ibn Shuib, which is also quoted by the Bach. And the Dache Moshe has it in the Ramah. And he said, does anyone disagree? So you say, yeah, of course, the Levush. The Levush doesn't bring it down. And the Eliyahu Rabbah thinks he disagrees. And the Maram Rutenberg. Quote in the Mogen Avraham. See, you'll say exactly what it is. And is this the only pshat in the Yerushalmi? So he says, no, the Torah Tamima says a different pshat. It means about somebody dying on Rosh Hashanah. And the Toldos says it means about sleeping off the days of your youth. And then we quoted the Zohar. It says, Mipnei Seiva Tokum. So now you have, you know, now you could have an intelligent conversation about this, about this topic, about this idea. And then when does it start? The question of Alosa Shachar, but the Mishnah says in Megillah, Zaytzachama, and Bezdin Shalmala follows the Bezdin, you know, follows that also, maybe, according to some. And then Shlomo Zalman said, maybe it's just if you're sleeping idly, idle sleeping, if you're sleeping because you want to be up for the mitzvah, then, that doesn't apply. Okay, so these are ideas of the next week. Bez Hashem, we're going to talk about the famous shita of Rav Abula Posviler and Chai Adam about what if you said Hakel Hakadosh the first night of Rosh Hashanah instead of Hamelech Hakadosh, do you have to repeat Shemone Esrei? Because usually Hakel Hakadosh is what? Is like Uva, the whole Aseret Yemei Teshuva. But maybe someone will say that what, just like we said before, the Did only starts in the daytime. So then maybe Hashem is not B'toros Melech until morning. So maybe if you at the night, he said Hakel HaKodesh, maybe he's still Yotze. So that's a famous discussion. So I decided to make a packet. In other words, I labeled this Aleph. But I decided the next packet, the sequel, will be about Hakel HaKadosh and Melech HaKadosh, which is related to the Shena topic, because it's the Shena topic has to do with the din of Rosh Hashanah, etc. So, but it's about the Kel HaKadosh, HaMelech HaKadosh discussion about missing it on the first night. He said, HaKel HaKadosh instead of HaMelech HaKadosh, you have to repeat Shemone Esrei. And there's a lot to say about that. Okay, so Bez Hashem, tomorrow we're starting a new packet in Kiddushin. We'll start that, and we'll do Kiddushin throughout the week, Bez Hashem, and then next Sunday we'll do that packet, and then we have five packets on Inyone Tashlich, which you'll find interesting, because it's also something no one knows anything about. You know, what do you do, Tashlich, what is that, what's about, what are you supposed to do, you're supposed to throw bread or not, or what do? What do you say? Why? When? How? It's also something interesting, you know. Like a lot of maybe one day I'll write a second volume of the Minhagim Sefer. I wrote volume one. I write volume two, and put in these topics of because Minhag Yisrael is just a fascinating thing, you know, the interplay between Minhag and Halacha, and how, you know, what people do. And you know, so it's so there. You see, you know, you can see all the makaris inside. But it's always important to see everything inside, and then to see where it's coming from, what it is, and then we'll go from there. Okay, so it's good. Okay, so Bez Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow.